Ki Mitzion Teitse Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Yael Galernter. I live in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I have the unique privilege of getting to learn together with you today the final bracha of Shemona Esrei, the bracha of Sim Shalom. May Hashem grant us peace. This bracha has bothered me for a very long time because Shemona Esrei has a specific structure to it. We start off with praise. We then continue on with request, bakasha, and then we end with hoda'ah, our gratitude. Shemona Esrei is meant to be a journey, a transformative journey. That's why we call it tefillah, which comes from the verb lehit palel. Lehit palel is a reflective verb because it's meant to change us, our davening. That's why davening makes sense. We always think, why are we talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the things that he already knows that we want? Because we're hoping to change ourselves so that from the beginning of tefillah, the person we are is not the same person we are at the end of tefillah. And that new person now deserves the thing that we're asking for. So we start with praise and we say, who is it that we're speaking to? Why are we making these requests? Wow. Because he's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's always been able to give, etc., etc. Then we get the bakasha, Hashem, please give us parnasa, please give us health, please give us wisdom, please give us the beis hamikdash, etc. And then we get the hodah, thank you, Hashem, modim anachnu lach, we're so grateful to you for everything in our life, for our family, for our friends, for our nisim, for our health, etc. And then we end Shemona Esrei with this bracha of Sim Shalom, please grant us peace, not just any kind of peace, peace in our heads, peace in our hearts, peace amongst our families, amongst our friends, in our communities, in our countries, amongst the non-Jews and the Jews. So many kinds of pieces that we want that should be tova experienced as good. That sounds suspiciously to me like a request and not like a statement of gratitude. Why does asking for peace fit into this category of hodah? The question bothered me for years. And then I had a rav of my shul growing up, Rav Welcher, finally addressed this without me asking in shul one week, and he said, well, when we are grateful to somebody, when we say thank you to somebody, we are having a hakara, a recognition. That's what we call it, hakara sato, recognition of the good, of everything that they do for us. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we're grateful, the more we're insightful into our gratitude, the more we realize nothing I have is without him. My whole existence is him. I don't breathe without him. I don't see without him. I don't pay for my groceries without him. The more and the depth that we have of that gratitude, the more we can appreciate and understand that we need him. And the more we realize that, the more the intensity for the need for another bakasha grows, because it's a natural outgrowth of the recognition. That's being the key phrase here, that Hashem does everything for us in our life. And then at that point, when we realize how grateful we are to him, because literally everything we have, now we can recognize how everything we have. Shavach already is a little bit distant. Okay, Hashem, you're capable of this. Da, da, da. But when we come to Hodah, we're like, wait, but you did this for me and this for me. And wow, everything in my life is you. Now I got to ask you for the greatest bracha there is. The greatest blessing there is peace. We know that's true because it's the Gemara in Brachos in Yerushalmi. The Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. The vessel that holds blessing more than any other is shalom, is peace. Makes a lot of sense. But I'm fighting with everybody. Everyone hates me because of my wisdom. Well, that's not worth it, is it? I have good health, but I don't have a friend in the world. I have, Mashiach, but we're still at war, right? Peace is the thing that allows us to enjoy all of our brachos. So it makes a lot of sense, but I want to go deeper. Why is it that peace is the thing that allows us to truly experience not just all bracha, but bracha that is tova, that we experience as good? So the Medrash in Bereishis tells us that when Hashem created mankind, he said, Na'asa Adam, let us make man. Who's us? Hashem spoke to the Malachim. And the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah tells us that Hashem spoke to four Malachim. He spoke to Chesed, Emes, Tzedek, and Shalom. The pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Chesed ve'emes nifgashu, tzedek ve'shalom nishaku, that kindness and truth met, righteousness and peace kissed each other. What does that mean? Chesed came forth, kindness came forth, and said, create man. Man is going to be a kind person. And tzedek came forth and said, create man. Man is going to be righteous. He's going to advocate for the needs of others and take care of others. But Shalom came forth and said, no, don't create man. They're going to fight with each other all the time. And MS said, for sure don't make man. They're going to be such liars. What do? You got two saying pro, two are against. How do you solve the vote? Hashem takes MS and he throws it to the ground. Now it's two against one. Two are in favor. We're making man. Now, this is a very interesting medrash, not our topic for today. We definitely have to understand why it is that Hashem threw MS to the ground. Interesting for another time. But I think something that we can take out of this medrash is that chesed and tzedek, that comes naturally to us as men, as humans. Shalom, woof, that one's way more elusive, as is MS. And because of it's elusive, because it didn't want us here to begin with, it clearly is our mission to achieve those two things. Why? Because MS is Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate truth. Having a relationship with God is a recognition of what is true. And having MS being the reigning factor in our life. But the road to getting there, the road to achieving a relationship with God, the source of all blessing, that's shalom. That's peace. We want to have ultimate blessing. Well, the road there, the road to getting to that MS is shalom. And that's something that's incredibly elusive. So when we get to the end of Shemona Esrei, and we've asked for this, that, and the other thing, we've recognized Hashem's godless, and we've recognized that he's done all these good things for us. Now we have to ask for the ultimate thing, which is our relationship with God. And the way to get to that relationship with God is through peace. Sim Shalom, please grant us peace. We're asking for it from God. But it starts with us. We need to initiate peace in our life by making space for peace in our life. That pasuk of Chesed, Ve'emes, Nifgash, Tzedek, V'Shalom, Nishakot, the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah tells us that pasuk represents Moshe and Aharon. Moshe and Aharon meet for the first time in the desert as Moshe is coming to Egypt to take over as leader of Klal Yisrael. Who's been the leader up until now? Aharon, the older brother. Now the younger brother is going to step in and take over for him. Oh, you would imagine that would lead to some sparks. No. They kiss each other when they meet in the Midbar. Aharon is so happy for Moshe. And we always see that the two of them have exactly this midah, this trait of peace, of shalom. Even though they're so different. Moshe's a total Ish MS. He's all about truth. And Aharon, he's all about peace. And yet they recognize the need for each other and the midos that they bring to the table. That's what it means to have a relationship, to be kares bris. To make a treaty with somebody else requires kares, to cut something out. In order for me to have a relationship with somebody else, most certainly with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need to make space for the other. It's not just about what I want. It's about what we can achieve together. Moshe and Aharon did that for each other, and we can do that for each other, for ourselves internally, to make space for all of our different parts, and with others that surround us, to make space for differences, different opinions, different approaches, and different ways of thinking, because it challenges us and helps us to grow. It makes so much sense that as we work towards Sinai, as this initiative states, counting towards Sinai, as we work towards Matan Torah and Shavuos, the ultimate MS of the Torah and a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're simultaneously working on Shalom. We're simultaneously working on the failure of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. They were not Nahagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. They didn't have Shalom one with another. They didn't respect one another. And we spend this time doing things to remind us to have Shalom with each other. Because the road towards MS is paved by peace. That's also the road towards Geula, the ultimate MS as well, is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the redemption, is paved with Ahavas Chinam, having peace with one another. So as you look at Shemona Esrei and say, Sim Shalom, think about how not just Hashem should be granting it to you, but how can you grant it towards yourself and towards the people around you? May we all see tremendous increases of Shalom in our life so that we also can see the ultimate MS, the ultimate truth in our lives. Thank you so much for learning together with me.